Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcast, a special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals that you may not have even heard about. No need to flinch at today's podcast, as it's going to be golden. That's right everyone, we're talking about the goldfinch today. And just to clarify, we're going to be talking about the UK variant, not the American variant, as they're all the more iconic here in the Isle of Wight. So, with that out of the way, let's roll out the facts. The goldfinch is well known for its creatively colourful appearance, supporting a crimson red face, golden yellow wings, and a gingerbread brown plumage. This teeny tiny chirpster is quite the elegant bird to gaze upon. You can mainly find them just about anywhere that greenery lurks, such as parks, farmlands, and forests. And even if you don't get the chance to see one, which is extremely unfortunate, and I'd also advise during this time of misfortune to not waste any money on lottery tickets, you definitely will hear them though. Yes, I said them. Because goldfinches are highly social songbirds that are never ever seen by their lonesome selves. Goldfinches will form groups known as charms, akin to other birds like crows, who form groups known as a murder. And charm is a pretty appropriate name to describe a goldfinch, as they are portrayed as being cheerfully cheap, said to soothe the souls of those who hear their symphonic chirping. Many gardeners have begun placing seeds in sunflower hearts in their garden feeders, hoping to attract the fabulous finches, plus it also boosts their survival rate during the cold winter. However, despite how sickeningly sweet goldfinches sound, and look, this doesn't stop other birds of prey from swooping in to spoil the lovely moment. Well, everyone's got to eat, including those at the top of the food chain. These predatory birds of prey include sparrowhawks and kestrels. However, there are some non-avian attackers, like weasels and wildcats. Despite this, goldfinches are considered least concerned in terms of conservation status, making them one of the most common birds in the UK. However, this wasn't always the case, as during the 19th century, as thanks to cage bird trade, many of these creatures were taken from their natural habitat to be sold as persecuted pets, which put their population at great risk. Thankfully, in the 1930s, the Society of the Protection of Birds, known as RCPB, took a stand, preventing any and all songbirds from being traded illegally, which includes goldfinches. And thus, the population began to make a miraculous comeback, estimated to be around 1.2 million strong. So, next time you see a goldfinch, thank the RSCP for their hard work back then. Well, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts. I swear it. So it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.